From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Turkish authorities in Istanbul have raided the offices of Zaman, Turkey's largest circulation newspaper, in a crackdown on media outlets that support the political opposition. The action was linked to a government campaign against opposition journalist and opposition Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who lives in exile in the United States. Protesters outside the Zaman building chanted, "Free press cannot be silent," and waved Turkish flags. The United States is pressing the UN Security Council to repatriate UN peacekeepers if the troops show a pattern of sex crimes. The U.S. is responding to a report from the UN showing a jump in allegations of sex abuse by UN peacekeepers in 2015 compared to the previous year. UN Undersecretary General for Field Support Atul Kare says they take the allegations seriously and a response is in place.
We will not let up in our response to ensure that our prevention measures are robust, that where incidents occur, victims receive support, and allegations are vigorously investigated so that ultimately justice is served.
The UN has no authority to prosecute peacekeepers for crimes. It can only send them home and hope their country of origin will follow through with prosecution. The United Nations Refugee Agency says the number of people who have fled Burundi because of violence and political tension has climbed to 250,000. Burundians began fleeing the country almost a year ago after President Pierre Nkurunziza announced plans to run for a controversial third term, which he then won. A spokeswoman from the UN, Melissa Fleming, said Friday refugee camps are becoming overcrowded in all host countries, especially Tanzania, which has taken in more than 130,000 Burundians. This is VOA News.